vacation. The Ohio Sky and the big distraction here on Near Us.
Wait, who was that?
Yeah, Ohio Sky.
Okay, there we go. Let's get it right.
I've been calling the band The Ohio Sky for 6 years since I started the show. That's a tough habit to break.
Just let it ride.
Mike, welcome to the studio.
What's happening, people?
You've been in studio for the station a bunch of times. You've been on, well, or the band at the very least, with Gene on Friday nights.
Right.
How is it being in studio during date hours?
Oh, man. I don't know. I've learned a lot about this station since I've been here this time. So, you know, the information's been good. I got a lot of dirt.
Oh, boy.
That's what's different.
Wait, hold on.
I'm going to hold dirt, on to it, too. I got dirt on both you guys.
Oh, man. We thought we could trust you.
Oh, well. Too bad.
Terrible.
I say, I'm going to send you back to Friday nights.
And he's going to keep pronouncing the band wrong. The band wrong.
Yeah, that's what you get.
So you've got a show this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday. We're doing Cambridge Room at House of Blues.
And I say, who else? Who's all on that bill?
We've got I from Columbus and Knights from here in Cleveland. So you're awesome.
And playing the show, you're doing all of the stuff off the new disc.
Yeah, we're gonna play the entire record from start to finish with some cool visual goodies.
Yeah, now talk about that. That's one of the aspects about this show that, I mean, if people who know your music, obviously they want to come to see you play because you're awesome. But the visual aspect, talk to us about that. I mean, how's that gonna work?
It's something that we've done before on a smaller scale, something that we've always really wanted to do, but for this show, we just decided to go all out, and we got a big projection screen, and actually Vinny and Pat are sitting at his apartment right now working on all the footage.
But, wow.
Yeah, we got a pretty cool show going on.
And what's that process like? I mean, how do you even decide what footage to put in there or what you're doing? And
Well, the footage is a lot of stuff that we've taken just like out and about. We've gone out like where I live and taken some cool nature shots and driving around in the cars and just getting good lighting. And then basically Vinny and Pat are just kind of running it through programs and wigging it out, making it look sweet. You know, so that's how that works. Yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah,
not answer the question?
Well, no, it did. It did. And it's just, it's creating so many other questions that I'm trying to figure out what to.
Hey, hit me with it.
Trying to formulate them, actually.
Oh, this is good.
This is what happens when I'm trying to figure things out on the fly.
I stumped Eric. This is good.
He's just nervous because you have dirt on him now. You know, he's afraid that you're going to get it all out.
Yeah, this whole interview is going to dive bomb now because you guys are so nervous.
I'm good.
Can I ask you guys questions?
Now? Yeah, sure. Ask us. Go for it.
No. I'm not gonna ask anything.
No. Okay. He's not trying to get dirt on us now. Okay. No. So where did you record the disc?
We recorded out at Suma Studios in Painesville with Paul Hammond. And I think over 4 days we got all these tracks done and recorded the tape, mixed down.
So how did you go about recording? Did you actually have everybody just kind of in the same room playing at once?
Yeah, that was something that we weren't sure about in the beginning. We weren't sure if we were going to have to isolate amps and drums and do multi-tracking. So we talked to Paul and basically just said, hey, man, like, is it cool if we come in the room with just all our stuff, you know, all the amps on, you know, up to like the way we normally play and just record this way? And he was like, yeah, no problem, you know. Actually, it'll come out better that way. Like, the louder you guys play, the better it's going to sound. So we were like, that's perfect.
The one place a band is told, oh, yeah, go ahead and turn up.
Yeah. So we were instantly stoked on that. So
then was it a mostly painless
recording? It was completely painless, you know. For probably the first time, we didn't have any, like, major roadblocks or anything. We just showed up to the studio. Got ready, went through a song a few times, got the best take, and moved on. Yeah.
So the disc has, what, 9 tracks?
That's right.
Did you record just those 9 tracks, or did you have a bunch more that you worked on with them?
No, we just did the 9 tracks. This time around, we didn't, like, record, you know, like 13, 14 songs and pick the best ones for the record. Over the last year writing the songs, they just ended up being the only songs that we put time into. So we thought it would be better to do that, like focus on the 9 best, you know, get these songs going, not worry about getting a ton of material, and just like make these 9 songs really good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't we hear something off the disc?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the first track. Yeah. This is Slow Down and Stay Alive by Ohio Sky here
there you
on
go.
Near Rocks. Ohio Sky and Slow Down, Stay Alive here on Near Rocks. Joining us in studio tonight is Mike from the band.
Hello.
And we were just kind of talking about the video aspect of your show.
Right.
And just how that works, how you're putting those together, and kind of if anything else comes of it besides the live performance.
Well, honestly, like the footage that we're coming up with for our projections is pretty much going to be for that. I think we're moving in a way that most of the shows that we have control over, whether we can do a production, are going to start having that visual aspect. So we're compiling all this footage, you know, to use when we can, you know, when we do that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. The question that I was trying to come up with earlier was, does that tie into a music video?
This stuff we're doing right now specifically doesn't really tie into our music video. We're working on a music video currently. But I could see what we're doing now getting to the point to where it becomes kind of a trademark and makes its way into like a music video.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, then turning back to the actual show this weekend, you've got Knights and I on the show. I haven't heard of I before, so can you tell us a little bit about
them? Yeah, sure. I guess I would call them a psych rock band. They're out of Columbus. They have some pretty long songs.
Okay.
from what I've heard, you know, they have like these really epic long songs that build and... you know, it takes you on a journey, and I think that's what they do best. You know, it's a cool sound.
Are they starting the night?
They're starting out the night, yep.
Okay. And then you've got Knights.
You've got Knights from here in Cleveland who are great. They have a great sound. And they have the, we have in common with them the brilliant Jim Stewart.
I'm pretty sure everybody in Cleveland has him in common.
Yeah.
That guy does not sleep.
No, he's the hardest working guy in Cleveland.
And speaking of another hardworking guy, you guys have been, Justin Markert, you guys have been working with Cellar Door.
Right.
How's that been for you? What's the difference, I guess, working, you know, doing everything yourself compared to working with Cellar Door Records?
Oh, man, that's like, I mean, you don't even need an answer for that question. That's like it's been amazing. You know, we've been working really hard on everything we've done so far, and to have someone that's just so good at, you know, keeping up with things and keeping you on the move, and just he's done a ton for us. So having the support this time around has just made it like a dream come true. You know, he's been great.
Very cool. Well, let's play another track off the disc.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is King Fisher.
Yeah.
And right now from Ohio Sky.
Oh yeah.
On Near Rocks.
Shivering in my own bones.
Ohio Sky, Kingfisher here on Neo Rocks. In studio with us, Mike from the band.
That's me. What's happening?
Yo.
We've been talking to you the entire time. What do you play in the band?
I play bass.
You're on bass. And
yep, I'm bass now.
Originally, when you joined the band,
I was playing second guitar.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a weird ride. But.
It seems like the history of Ohio Sky is kind of a weird ride.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
one of the fun things that I've watched through the years is because when I started the show 6 years ago, guys were pretty much straight up, from what I remember, a much heavier band.
Right, with a different singer.
With a different singer, right. And that changes everything.
Right, right.
And then you guys got much more experimental mm-hmm. in the Vinny days.
Yeah.
And just how do you guys balance all of that?
How do we balance the experimental stuff?
Yeah, just keeping it.
I think the changes just kind of happen naturally over time with, you know, who was in the band. You know, from record to record, you know, I think we kind of always wanted to push in the more experimental direction. But I think kind of like you were saying earlier, like this record kind of is a conglomeration of all of the best things that we love about the things we've done before, mm-hmm. you know, with a twist, just being a four piece now. And, you know, again, like a lineup change and, you know, so...
All right, and once again, you are playing Saturday night.
Yeah,
House of Blues. House of Blues, Cambridge Room. What time is the show at?
It's doors open at 7:00. First band goes on at 8:00.
Say, and playing along with you is Knights and I.
Correct.
EYE.
EYE.
A band from Columbus.
Yeah.
Good luck. I've got a link to it right now to see there. It is if you like that band, it's EYE00.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't on that.
On Facebook.
There you go.
One of those bands that's hard, that I guarantee is hard to find.
Yeah. Well, we were talking off the air about how, you know, sometimes when I'm searching for a house guy, it's hard because I think the one time I searched for him, like some psychic came up and I'm like, I really don't want this.
Something about UFOs over at Ohio Sky.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I want the band. No. Yeah.
Really, this is an entire show of bands that are hard to find.
Right, Knights, I,
and Ohio Sky. So with that, where do people find you on Facebook?
Okay.
Well, I'm looking at your page now, facebook.com/OhioSkyMusic, and you're also up on the Twitter, twitter.com/OhioSkyMusic. Do you guys do like the Instagram and all that cool stuff that the kids are doing?
Yeah. Vinny's doing Instagram.
That's cool.
Most of the time.
That scares me.
Does it?
Just in general, Instagram.
Yeah. That scares me too. I'm not in it.
That's good. We'll talk about that later.
I observe from the outside.
and of course, album info, all that is on Cellar Doors site, cellardoorscle.com.
Yep, and ohioskymusic.com.
ohioskymusic.com. Very cool. Thank you very much for coming in.
No problem. It's a pleasure. I know a lot about you guys now.
Yeah, put that tape recorder away. That's weird.
We got one last track from you. This is the last track.
Yeah, this
on
is
the
big
disc.
One. Yep.
This is Vulture Cascade. Again, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.